Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. This is Radio MD and iHeart or Apple or wherever you download us from. Thanks very much for downloading us. Do, if you like us, tell you, and even if you don't like us, tell your friends and rate us. 957A is this segment. The A's are always the news of the week and what it means to you, the biggest source of salmonella outbreaks, and what you can do about it. An active sex life, and we'll tell you what that means, before heart attacks leads to more than a 30% increase in survival after the heart attack. Yeah, maybe just prevent the heart attack in the first place and still have sex. Is sugar as bad for kids as it is for adults? Actually, it's much worse. Anemia and polycythemia, that is too little red cells or too many red cells, are linked to a 20% higher risk for dementia. And 1 in 10 older adults binge drinks. I guess they must be feeling sad about the Browns football team, at least in the past, you could say that. I don't know what's going to happen this year. A new Alzheimer's blood test proved 94% accurate in finding brain changes relating to the disease. Men know less than women about calorie needs by a heck of a lot. Men don't know their hooch macaw from a hole in the ground, so to speak, on calories. And poorer U.S. patients are 52% less likely to get their blood pressure controlled. That's a big problem. Yeah, that's a big one. Okay. By the way, you'll want to listen to the B segment. We had Dr. Min on, and she, in the B, 957B, told about the elegant way that cells recognize they have DNA damage and actually repair it. It's so neat, you want to hear about it. The 956 last week's guest was James Kodish from Mass Eye and Ear. Talked about the importance of the Shingrix vaccine in preventing eye shingles and the serious problems of that. How to reduce food poisoning was 955B. Steve Gundry, 954B. Longevity, how to die young at any age. And Carol Clements talked about better balance for life, how to balance and do things easily. And by the way, you want to learn about extra virgin olive oil, that's 951B. So, great set. And I got to tell you, my other two favorites, 948B, Marwan Sabah, author of Fighting for My Life, What to Do If You've Got a Genetic Predisposition for Dementia and How to Prevent It. Don't know how to treat it, but we got good prevention, and Marwan talks about that. And that's part of the story this week about the new Alzheimer's blood test. Well, I think I'll do that right first as soon as I tell you that 947B is my other favorite. Catherine Eben, author of Bottle of Lies, The Inside Story of the Generic Drug Boom. Let's go and talk about the stories of the week that we were going to get to. The first I was going to tell you, I was going to do the one on sex and survival after heart attack. But before we do that, I said I was going to talk to you about the Alzheimer's blood test. One of the problems with dementia and Alzheimer's is we don't have good treatments. We have very good prevention strategies. So you'll want to do the prevention strategies. And the best of those relates to knowing about it beforehand and then really getting yourself motivated. In fact, I believe since it's such a high risk for all of us, 15% at age 85 is the usual quoted figure, but it's such a high risk for all of us that everyone should know how to prevent it. And the way to prevent it, one of those is to know about it. But How do you know about it? Well, the tests for it are $3,000 and expensive and time consuming. That's the PET scan. Well, this group at Washer University in St. Louis said we should know about it early. Is there a secret? And the secret is that amyloid plaque in your brain gets gunky when two parts of it join together and bind and don't leave the brain. That causes inflammation, which causes you to have the brain injury. If those particles leave the brain, you see them in the blood because they get washed out and then go out your kidney and no damage. No foul, no harm if they go out your kidney. But what happens if they don't go out the kidney? Well, if they stay in your brain, that's when they damage you. So this alpha 42 particle, you can measure it in blood and do a ratio of alpha 42 to the total amyloid. And if that ratio is high, you know you're getting the amyloid out of the brain and it won't damage you. If, on the other hand, it's real low, you suspect, and the data is 94% of the time, that gunk is staying in the brain and causing damage. So that's how we're doing it. 3 or 4 years from now, you'll be able to get a blood test on this alpha 42 particle. Takes that long to get FDA approval on these tests. Make sure we're not wasting your money. Make sure that this early test is confirmed. If it is, well, then you and we will have an easier way of telling if you're likely to get dementia, and then you should do whatever it takes to manage stress, do the four physical activities, speed of processing game, DHA, avoid sugar and foods with saturated fat, simple sugars and foods with saturated fat, get enough sleep, take the infrared sauna, all those things, see your dentist and get gum inflammation gone. Everything of this wide list of things, 12 things you can do. Okay, so that's the major message. There's a test coming. You know about the test. You actually know how the test works. It detects alpha 42 amyloid, and you know to get it as soon as it's available. How about an active sex life? We should get that all the time, because if you have sex once or more a week, you have a 30% greater chance than those not having sex even once a month of surviving a heart attack. Better yet, do all those things like we just talked about, managing stress, getting a normal blood pressure, etc., that keep your arteries young so you can both have sex and avoid a heart attack. And speaking of that, testosterone improves sexual function and desire in older women. Small amounts of cream in this study. What's the risk? The risk is clotting. So whether you use estrogen or progestin or testosterone, male or female, it is an increased risk of clotting. Talk to your doc about having a baby aspirin morning and night to decrease the major risk of the hormone replacement. Take it with half a glass of warm fluid before and after, coffee, tea, water, anything that's warm, so the aspirin lands in the stomach, in the fluid rather than on your stomach lining. If it lands on the fluid, it decreases the side effect, or if you take an antacid, it decreases the side effects of eroding the stomach lining by over 70%. Where is the source of salmonella? It's clucking in your backyard. Keys are, don't kiss and don't have your kids pet the chickens. Don't have them kiss it. Wash the hands with a hose outside before you come in. Change your boots. Boots are a major way. The shoes are a major way. So don't casually visit the chickens, collect some eggs, and come in. Do it with gloves on. Do it with boots on. Wash the boots. Wash the gloves. Let them dry outside. You come in with different clothes. Remember, we don't want you washing the chicken or the eggs inside. wash them outside, because if they splatter inside, you're going to spread the salmonella. Especially other pets can spread it. Is sugar as bad for kids as it is for adults? It's worse. This study of a large number of kids that the CDC looked at and that others have published, this is from Northern Massachusetts and the Harvard School of Public Health, showed that sugar for kids caused a decrease in test performance, a increase in behavior abnormalities when they were young kids, and that even if mom has a lot of sugar or high sugar compounds during pregnancy, this affected the kids long-term, increasing obesity, heart disease, as well as decreased intellectual performance. Just one HPV vaccine, you only get one shot instead of the three. Is that as good? Well, it turns out it may help prevent many cancers. Not as good as three, but it's better than nothing. Colorectal cancer rises among young adults. Why? Because we're getting fatter, and that seems to be a cause. What do you do about it? Well, I already told you. If you're getting fat, you got to talk to your doc about what can I do to prevent it, like getting thin again, or going on that one baby aspirin in the morning and evening with a glass of warm water before and afterwards. Anemia, low blood count in your red cells, or polycythemia, high red cell count, both were associated with a 30% increase in dementia. What is it about having the proper hemoglobin? We don't know. But it appears that hemoglobin, that level, keeping it in the normal range, is very important. So when you get your annual physical, make sure your doc does an anemia test or a test of a complete blood count and then tells you the results. I don't have many other stories to tell you other than when you're sad about the Browns losing, don't binge drink, because 1 in 10 adults is binge drinking. That's bad for your liver, bad for your kidneys, bad for your brain, and increases it. So no more than, you don't want to have more than 2 drinks any day, but certainly more than 3 is a big problem. And the only other story I really wanted to get out was that even when the drugs and hospital visits and physician visits are free, poor U.S. patients are 52% less likely to get a blood pressure under 140 and under 90. And you really want it under 130 and under 85. So take your medicine, figure out, monitor yourself, push on your physician to get your blood pressure below 135 and below 85 to decrease your risk of stroke and heart attack. It is really, really important. Last story, if you're a guy, you're likely to overestimate the amount of calories you need to maintain your weight. Only 1 in 4 guys compared to women knew what dose of calories they should have in a day to maintain their weight, and almost all of them overestimated by more than 500. That's horrible. Okay, guys, time to get your act together and to get it normal. Where have we been today? Remember, there's a blood test coming for Alzheimer's. Do get it. There's 2 shots for preventing shingles. Get them. An active sex life, you should have it at all times, because it increases the length of life and it increases survival after a heart attack. Sugar is as bad for kids as it is for adults. Worse for kids, in fact. And when you're pregnant, don't have a lot of sugar, because it passes the badness onto the kids. And remember, if you're feeding your husband or you're a guy, don't eat as much as you think you need, because you're wrong on the estimates. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD. Thanks very much for listening. Randall, thanks for great engineering. And remember, the A segment's always the news of the week, medical news of the week, and what it means to you. The B's, great guests, and we have another one coming up today talking about that wonderful way your DNA learns to repair itself when it gets injured from sun or from eating carcinogens or from pollution. We'll be back next week with another A and another B segment. Thanks again for listening, for downloading us, and I hope you're having as much fun listening to us as I have in telling you what to do to stay at the top of your curve till very near the end. Thanks again.